Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Roleplay Swan Song. Last time, I got the week completely wrong, and no one corrected me on the show. So shame on you guys. It's your fault.
We didn't want to embarrass you.
What week actually was it?
It was 1 week ahead, so it was 35.
What did we do?
Got it.
I think.
So you said it was 36.
No, I said it was 34.
Oh.
When 34 had already happened. So now we're on 36.
This is 36, yeah.
Got it.
So basically, that's Adam's fault, I guess.
Yeah.
I guess so.
Blame Adam.
Sorry, everybody.
Adam or Steven, though, because honestly, I can't tell them apart.
Yeah, it's getting rough, Jeff. It's getting rough. I haven't messed up the intros in quite some time, though, so.
It's fine.
It's
my girlfriend called me Facebook once, so the fact that you called me Steven is no big deal.
Wow. Called me Facebook?
Yeah, she's like, shut up, Facebook. And I was like,
you can't. You got to explain the story. You got to explain the story.
That's it. I think she was just thinking about Facebook and tried to tell me something. And
does she often get irritated with Facebook?
What if she just can't tell you apart from Facebook?
And that's what I'm worried about, Jeff, is that I can't be told apart from a popular social media website. People often come up to me and just tell me what their status is for no reason. And I'm like, I don't need to. Well, I don't. Okay, sure.
Where do I put my password on this damn?
Hold up a thumbs up and push it against you.
Yeah. No, you tell me how you're feeling and I will tell all of your friends.
Nice. Also, yeah. Wow. did we have the conversation about Lush Cosmetics last episode, or was that off air?
No, it was a few episodes ago.
Because now I have more Lush Cosmetics than I've ever had before, thanks to you.
I mean, you know,
as well as three other things in the bathroom. So
we have two options right now. Option one is that you can talk about how amazing Lush Cosmetics
is. I haven't tried this. The other stuff is good. But yes,
options two is that you can just ignore that and not talk about it and instead talk about how I'm always right and you should take my recommendations all the time because I do not let you down.
Except on books.
Whoa.
I think
you should hand the torch off to people on hyping things. But other than that, yeah, you're pretty good about, you know.
I mean, you know, those books were recommended to me, Steven. I don't know.
I've seen nothing but praise of those books from, but also maybe Wheat isn't retweeting the not praise, the anti praise. You know,
your feed is just Wheat retweeting people praising the books, like the same person.
I don't really even retweet.
He doesn't retweet them. I just see the conversations because I actually stalk Wheat. So,
in Wheat's defense, I think this is his first foray into books that don't have pictures. So, I don't think we should rate it too highly.
Yeah, I never, except for books. I'm happy to make that caveat if that will make you guys feel more comfortable about my statement. Except for books.
Okay.
Books without pictures.
All right. Well, I would ask you what everyone's been up to, but honestly, we need to, the five of us need to come to we got to figure out, was the trailer good on Monday? Collectively as a group. The internet is waiting.
Are we answering like 3, 2, 1?
Let's answer it one with thumbs up or thumbs down.
Okay. All right. Okay.
No
middle. On one or on go?
We're going to go 3, 2, 1, go. Thumbs up. And then we look and yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Okay. Here we go. 3, 2, 1, go. All right. Everyone thumbs up. Okay. Good.
All right. You agree?
I had a conversation.
Case closed.
I think it'd be really hard for a trailer for me to not like, though.
Two
They'd have
people
to show, like,
today.
Transformers and shit and like Jurassic World, and I'd be like, oh, wow, this is a terrible Star Wars trailer.
Man, I don't know, dude. I feel like, so, like, let's actually get into it, all right? Yeah, let's go.
Okay.
I feel like trailers and movies are two separate products, and they can be well and poorly made irrespective of each other, right? Sure. We have no idea whether the Star Wars movie is going to be good. I hope it will, but we don't really know. But that trailer, I would argue, is an excellent trailer because it has a huge amount of emotional impact that builds over the course of the trailer to like this roaring crescendo at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't tell you anything about what the movie is.
It doesn't tell
about.
You anything about everyone's like, I'm afraid of spoilers.
There's
no spoilers.
There's nothing there.
The only thing that might have been a spoiler is when you see the fucking the Knights of Ren. And all their badassness standing behind Kylo Ren, and that's pretty much it. Because that was like, I guess, the biggest reveal in that trailer.
I'm really super into the fact that there are people on the internet who say that based on the trailers they've seen for Star Wars so far, it supports white genocide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because God forbid that you give a black guy a lightsaber.
Like, I saw a bunch of great.
Are you fucking kidding?
Like, seriously.
Jesus Christ.
No, that's a thing.
who was it? It was Eat My Diction was retweeting like all of the other black characters in Star Wars, like Lando, Darth Vader, just like that. That's not it, right? Even Jar Jar was played by a black actor, Ahmed Best. Yeah, like this is not new.
By the way,
that's extremism. It's ridiculous.
I think it was Variety, maybe it was Vanity Fair. They had an interview with the guy that played Jar Jar like 2 or 3 days ago.
Yeah, I saw that.
Fascinating interview. It was good.
He's not sorry, right?
Yeah, he's just like, I was playing the character. It's not my fault the character sucked. Like, I was just doing what I was paid to do.
Yeah, no, I think...
You can blame the directors for those sorts of things.
I mean, people get upset about so many different things, but actually, like, in my opinion, Star Wars is almost racist in a very different way, not because it's all white people, but because of the extreme stereotypes they portray certain... Like, the original movies were fine.
We could talk about the first three, 1, 2, and 3. There's a lot of weird stuff in there.
The guys that do the blockade and literally their entire language is stereotypical Asian American,
stereotypical Asian accent. Bankers look really sort of like, yeah.
Yeah, and that's what they are, too. They're like cowardly, giant-eyed aliens that are really concerned with money and shit. It's like, you're actually offending the Chinese people right now, and if they don't know it, then that's, you know, good. You
I didn't recognize that at all.
Yeah. Oh, there's Joy Dakoya! The Joy Dakoya. It's like, what the fuck?
Pretty bad, yeah.
It was funny.
It's been forever since I've seen those, so I just didn't recognize it.
I actually think movies and stuff like that put stuff like the Black Stormtrooper in there so that we can find those people. I was speaking to Facebook earlier, like, if one of my friends, thank God it didn't happen.
I'm sorry,
but
did someone say my name?
They were like, I can't believe they put a Black Stormtrooper in the Empire's army. I'd be like, well, this guy is out of here. Let's get him fuck out of here. Like, I don't even want to hear from him again. And it does us a favor. If JP starts the show with, like, great trailer, hate black people, I'd be like, all right, well, you know, we got to just have a talk.
So, Jeff, I'm thinking about starting a role-playing show.
Oh, boy.
I just don't even understand why this conversation happens.
Yeah, I don't either.
Right?
I have no idea.
What I mean? Like, the fact that we even live in a world where it is a conversation to have a conversation about it, like, fucking Christ almighty.
It'll always go on, man. There's
it's weird.
I think the trick is that Star Wars predominantly up to this point, like, I think a lot of the, like, troll or legit or whatever otherwise, a lot of the criticism that people were trying to level was that, well, Star Wars has been predominantly white up till now, and now things are changing, and I am upset about that.
Oh, jeez.
That's more the thing. It's the same shit when, like, they were like, we should hire Idris Elba to be James Bond. And people were like, he's not English enough.
Yeah.
That was pretty
cool. You know, just people getting confused about change and, like, feeling weird about it and not knowing how to deal with their feelings.
I actually think that because of the internet and because of all of the services that it's brought us, we're entering an era in human history with unparalleled communication anonymously, asynchronously, and it's allowing people to become offended by things at an increasing rate and to respond more aggressively to their offense.
I mean, I think you're right, but I also think that you guys are just getting trolled by 4chan, and it's just a waste of time to talk about this.
I mean, whether or not that's true, like, yeah, okay, 4chan started this one. There are lots and lots of things like this that have not just been started as trolls by 4chan. Yeah. Like, people have huge, like, explosions over women representation in movies or games regularly, and that's not just 4chan being 4chan. This shit happens, and it's frustrating.
And it's all part of that is why the new Star Wars looks like it's going to be pretty cool, because they're changing some of that stuff. I'm really excited about it, too.
I'm excited. Anna got tickets, and she's actually planning to, which, by the way, is incredible.
Yeah, that's awesome. Props to her.
The movie comes out, people...
What?
It sold, like, over $7 million.
Yeah, it sold $7 million. It sold $7 million in 12 hours just at the IMAX only. And to compare that to something, the Mockingbird, the fucking Hunger Games thing, sold 1 million, and that was the most pre-sales of all time prior to this. So 6 times or 7
Good
times.
Good night. But she's going to go sit in line for 20 hours, too. That's her dedication, man.
Wait, what?
So she's saving you the spot?
Oh, yeah. I'm going to be at home playing games and eating.
You have a ticket. Why is she going to do that?
Yeah. Don't your tickets have, like, seat numbers on them and stuff?
I don't think seat numbers.
Oh.
So I mean, it's also about like dedication to the experience, right? You have to go stand out in the cold and the rain for 20 hours to really enjoy the movie.
No, she wants good seats. I mean, if she doesn't do it, other people will. And you'll get into that movie, but we're
if your seats aren't guaranteed,
separate, then, sitting in the back, that kind of stuff.
Yeah, we got tickets. My brother got tickets to the Draft House in San Antonio. So
nice. That was lucky. Gonna be sweet.
We were lucky because the entire website was down for like, I don't know, 10 hours or so, but he lives very, very close to the Draft House. So he just drove up there and bought the tickets, and like no one was there. Like we got, I think, some of the first tickets in the place, and we're sitting right in the center row. Like,
awesome.
No problem. It was great. And we even get some stupid artist glass that's like a super popular art. I don't know. It came with the tickets. It was like $10 extra. So.
Their posters, like that theater's posters, are the shit.
Did you see the IMAX poster?
I'd kill a man for an Akira poster from the Draft House. They're so nice.
The IMAX poster was really good.
I'd kill anybody. Okay. Kill you, Jeff. Let's do it. Come on.
That's what I'm saying.
Give me that poster.
I was offended that you said men specifically, and I prefer that you say that you'll kill people. You know what I mean?
That's true. Right there.
There you go.
one maybe final thing you guys can talk about forever, but the guy that made Cyanide and whatever, that cartoon, tweeted
Cyanide
out.
And Happiness.
Cyanide and Happiness. His tweet was... I'm telling a joke. It's like describing a Far Side. It's obviously terrible, but it's something like, final scene, Ren takes helmet off, two fish ears plop out, and says,
"Yeah,
Issa gonna avenge you, Ani or whatever." Jeez. I would love the red hot rage in the theater as like people realize that Star Wars is just fucked forever.
The longest troll in history.
I don't even know. Like that would I'd lose it. I would just be like, I don't know.
Maybe that would redeem the first three movies.
Yeah. What if it's just they save the first three movies and make them good?
Yeah. What would happen would be there would immediately afterwards be a blog post by some like Jar Jar apologist who is like, now we have context, and they'd go through every other movie and explain like when Jar Jar did this,
here's what actually
he was
is
planning
going on.
For this, and like, It's the fucking Parsecs thing all over again, right?
Yep.
Yeah.
God. Exactly. Kill Kill Home.
God, I read an article today about how the TIE Fighter is the most inefficient ship, even within the universe standards of Star Wars. And the person like redesigned it, and they made it look like, you know, this other stupid bullshit terrible thing. And they were like, see, it doesn't look as good, but it's a much more logical spaceship. And I'm like, that is not the point. Looking good is the entire point of everything in that movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
You have failed to understand their design decisions.
Exactly. They just made a ship that could sound like it does that. You know, that...
Wow!
God, that sound is so good.
It's a pretty good sound. Sounds like... well, go ahead, Jeff.
Well, where's that guy saying, in our space, you can't hear anything, for God's sake? You know, like...
Yeah, are there explosions in space? Actually, really funnily, I read a thing about role-playing games. That was, when you sit down to play a role-playing game, you should have the conversation, are there explosions in space? Because it's a great way to set like your communal imagination into the kind of world that you're in. Either you're in a fantastical Star Wars-esque world where, yes, there's explosions and laser sounds in space, or you're in, like, what was the other one? Like a gravity-type world where, no, there's none of that.
Like Sunshine or whatever.
Yeah.
Are there explosions in Swan Song space?
Absolutely.
I feel like I've done both. I think that I've done the silent explosion and I've done the like loud explosion.
I think whatever.
Depending on the episode.
That's just bad DMing. I mean, we just gotta make a choice.
Too much. Yeah. I should have had that conversation.
It feels like the silent explosion in Swan Song is a stylistic choice.
Yeah.
But like in universe, we tend to play a much more explosions in space.
Swan Song's such a sci-fi pastiche to begin with that it really like I think every arc of episodes is like directed by a different person. So in the like J.J. Abrams episodes of Stars Without a Number, there's explosions in space for sure.
Unfortunately, this has been answered because of our intro having a swish. There are explosions.
That's true.
I'm you can hear okay with that.
Yeah, it says swish whenever we fly. So now, whether that's speakers on the outside of Higgs just going swish, or if it's actually the engine.
No, it's cutting through the air of outer space.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, that's why X-Wings have wings.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I agree. All right, let's do 2 minutes each person, what they've been up to, because we still got 10 minutes to kill, guys.
We're not doing our job. Star Wars isn't doing it for us.
We're not. I thought it was good to do it, and I could finish eating, but no. Wheat, 2 minutes, what you've been up to. Thanks also for running straight from work. Appreciate that.
Yeah, of course. I finished Soma, which I, you know, like, it's interesting because immediately I feel like it's already been painted as a horror game. Mm-hmm. And while it is a horror game, that's not its strength. Its strength is an incredible story that just makes you think about stuff that you don't normally think about. And every single person has a different, you know, like, they justify events and things differently. So it actually now, to me, I'm bummed that I didn't watch more streamers play this when it came out. And I probably would like to see some other streamers play it just to hear what they were saying or how they were dealing with certain events. I thought it was fantastic. So I would urge anyone to check that out. Other than that, dude, I have been reading fucking a stupid amount of Naruto. Like, no, I bought all volumes for like $220 on Comixology.
I almost bought,
Now I'm just like, and I realized how much better it is than watching the anime, considering that what I have actually now read in a week would take me a month to consume. Like, just that arc in anime. And that, even if I took fillers out. So it's just like no fucking bullshit, but the same story, sometimes even better. I already know what happens. Like, I know the
whole
thing.
You've seen the anime, yeah.
I finished Shippuden in manga.
Oh.
But okay. I'm like, now that I got it all, I've never read some of the original Naruto. I got into it via the anime.
Nice.
I picked up the manga on Shippuden. So it's just interesting because I know, again, everything that happens, but like to see it unfold in the manga form is pretty great.
Is that how you say that? Magna?
Manga.
Manga?
Manga.
Okay, everyone made fun of me because I think I said...
Manga?
I think I said manga, and then I got corrected that it was something else, and I was still wrong, and everyone was just like, the internet fucking went crazy.
I think Magna is a lot better than Japanimation. I don't like that Japanimation stuff.
It's fucking...
That's, yeah. I don't get it.
It's good shit.
Unfortunately. good Jeff impression.
We just imagined this whole conversation, but we had it like on a different day with maybe a different cast and some other people getting excited about your Naruto
experience. Oh, yeah,
it'd
be completely different, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. That's true.
People in chat like it.
Dodger right now would be like, oh!
Eh?
Do you like it? It's like the eighth time you read it, right?
Yeah. Dodger would be losing
it's
her
good
shit.
Good Dodger. I like that.
It's pretty good. Jeff?
I got tickets as well, by the way. I just wanted to
awesome.
Be at Cool Kids Club. Okay. So
nice.
I don't like to go to IMAX because I can't use my fucking Cool Kid 3D glasses. But
Jeff, just leave it alone. I can see you pondering what the fuck the
Well, first off, I don't think the movie was shot in IMAX, so you're not really fucking gaining anything from it, but we won't get into that whole philosophical discussion.
Okay, all right.
Whereas in San Francisco, we have what's called the ETX theaters, which the reason why I love these is not only do they have, you know, a larger screen, but they fucking turn their sound system up to like a 27, and it normally goes up to a 10. Mm-hmm. So much that this is the sound system that actually made Mini Wheat nearly crap his pants the first time we took him to it because he's like, it's really loud. And I'm like, yes, enjoy it. This is how you watch.
What movie was that?
I don't even remember, but I want...
Boogie Nights. I think it was Boogie Nights.
Cannibal Holocaust.
Yeah. I don't remember.
Don't look that up, by the way, chat. Just leave it alone.
Stone Rape.
I don't remember who did this.
We actually used to initiate people onto EG by having them watch that, and they had no idea how to watch it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That was a tradition that did not continue once I was
Which one? Cannibal Holocaust?
Cannibal Holocaust, yeah.
You guys did it like
once? I saw that, and I was probably like 12 or 13 when I saw it, because I had a bunch of friends that were really into horror movies. Again, Chad, don't look it up.
Don't look it up. Also, did you just like have Greg do it once, and you're like, nope, never mind, fuck it.
Greg got up and walked out like halfway through. Just like, man, the graphics on them ripping that turtle apart is really good. I was like, no. That's not graphics.
Yeah.
It's
what a movie.
It's not
what
that bad.
Yeah,
guys.
What a time to be alive.
Not that bad.
It's still pretty gruesome if you're not expecting it. Anyways,
because you know,
with a name like Cannibal Holocaust, like I can't wait to check out this rom-com that I fucking got, Cannibal Holocaust.
What if it was a rom-com, man? That'd be great. I'd be into it.
I just like the cheesy 80s music that's surreally being played in the background while all those things are happening, and you're like, I'd fucked on so many levels right now.
Soundtrack to that? Goblin, maybe?
As for me,
spent
last weekend with the family, went and saw the Seahawks game, gouged my eyes out now. Really heartbreaking.
Oh, no, they didn't win.
They had a big lead and they threw it away and lost, which they've done three games in a row.
That sucks.
But tomorrow I'm going to go to the Seahawks 49ers game, so maybe I won't be so sad. We'll see. And then otherwise, just chillax. Yeah, well, every game's big now. They've already got four losses, so they got to win everything, basically. Mm. Excited about the movie? That's about it for now. A little bit sad about there's kind of just a dry spell of movies in theaters right now. I'm excited for Spectre coming up.
Dude,
and
did you go see Bridge of Spies?
The Tom Hanks one?
Yeah, that reviewed like incredibly well.
I think that'd be interesting. It's just, I don't know. I'm trying not to be such a Debbie Downer, but there's so many movies that are coming out that you just absolutely already know what happens the entire way through. And I know that's not the point.
Yeah, that's true.
I like Tom Hanks too. I love Tom Hanks. So maybe I'll go see it. Yeah,
I should go check that out. Adam, what's been going on with you? You and Steven have to share 3 minutes. Go ahead.
Okay, I finished Life is Strange today. It was good. I'm going to finish Undertale. It's also good. I was in Oakland for the weekend. I played some games. The end.
We had lunch.
Undertale, not under jail, by the way.
I had lunch with Adam. Oh. I'd like to add
that's right. We ate and I had lunch.
Where'd you guys go?
For about 40 minutes.
We went to the Café de Twitch.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did that thing you do when you go to San Francisco and only have a short period of time and everyone you know is a workaholic. You just eat at their work.
Yeah, that's true.
Who's got time to fucking leave for lunch? I don't know. Yeah. I haven't done it in like a long time.
What were they serving?
Adam. What do we have? Some kind of beef.
Oh, it was, it was.
I had like beef with chimichurri sauce and then some salad, I think.
That's not bad.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Yeah.
Steven.
I have also played Soma.
Yeah.
And I feel the opposite way from Wheat about it.
Really?
Not entirely. I actually also loved it. I thought it was a great game that I really, really enjoyed. But whereas Wheat was saying that like they didn't do the horror that well, but they did the story really, really well, I felt kind of the opposite way about it. I felt like its strong point was the atmosphere of horror that it created. But then the weak point, like the story was cool as I was going through it. And I won't spoil anything. There's no spoilers here, guys. But at the end, I thought back and I was like, wait, what about that character? What happened there? Why didn't this thing happen? I thought, like, why did I kill that thing? What happened? You know, like, and I just sort of went down this list.
I thought you were going to say, like, but at the end, when that happened.
don't get me wrong. It's a good horror game. Like, the audio engineers of that game.
Oh,
like,
God, so good.
They are fucking, like, I would play a game that was just darkness.
Yep.
And, like, was their sound design. I mean, if they make it, I'd play it.
Actually,
I did not mean to discount how well the horror is done. I just felt like that was how people are just selling it across the board.
You're right. People are like, oh, it's like a horror game, when it's not really horror in the way Amnesia was. And it's not even like, even that is a little bit light on the horror side. It's more of like an existential dread kind of game.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. It was great. I loved it. It was super fun. And then I played 80 Days recently, which was also hilarious because I got to use lots of voices for all the characters in it.
Nice.
And that's about it for me. Great. I've been looking at lightsabers for a long time.
I heard you were going to buy a $150 lightsaber.
Are you $150 serious? Is on the low end.
Yeah, I was going to say, Miniwheat's been fucking going to a website and like crafting and been like, check this fucker out right here.
Dude,
and it's like,
hang on,
$674, and I'm like,
Here, I'm just going to send you this.
Unless that thing actually cuts a car in half, they can go.
they are like, I mean, they're all just metal handcrafted. They have like all the sound effects and lighting on them.
Here, just for those of you at home, you all need to go to saberforge.com and then look.
Can we talk about this
hilt
for a second, Steven?
Yeah, that hilt's not that good.
Why does it exist?
We can look at
it. It would just come
Viper.
Right off. It would just slice right off. Steven.
You need a lightsaber hilt is what you need.
Yeah, you need a lightsaber.
Well, it's probably vibro metal, right? You know, like it's
fair, it probably is. But then it'd be all vibrating.
That shit is awesome. And I know when I was a kid, like, I picked up fucking PVC pipe and was like,
yep.
or a fucking stick.
Yep, sticks.
Well, cool.
But to be able to actually have it and go.
We just crashed the strike, right?
It works. Nice. Yeah, good job.
We did.
I'm sorry to get people to
Saberforge?
Yeah, time to email him.
God damn it.
Time for Wheat to email him. Hey, I'm sorry I crashed your site on Wednesday the 21st at 7:30
p.m. Have you tried vaping?
We sent you thousands of visitors.
Can you make me a vaping lightsaber?
Yeah, a light vapor?
Like
totally.
The second one where you
just lay out one end, stick the other in.
No, actually, when you just press the button, it like not only goes, but it also like emits a nice little vape cloud as well.
You think there's a lightsaber dildo that actually makes the sound too?
Probably.
Oh yeah, 100%, definitely.
Yes, there definitely must be.
Yeah, there's got to be. There has to be.
100%. What about Ultra Sabers? Is that one up?
That's the world I want to live in, guys.
Quick, everybody go to ultrasabers.com.
Ultra Sabers is up. Their site can handle it. This is
think
the
of
one
the implications with Darth Maul's lightsaber as well. As a dildo.
Double-ended.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude.
Jeff, you're like the Christopher Columbus of this topic. No one has ever thought about lightsaber as dildo before. It's magical.
It's
a very, very niche market, you know.
Yeah, literally no one has ever thought of fantasy
dildo. I think they considered it for Requiem for a Dream, but then had a really tough time with the message that they were sending.
Yeah.
They were gonna go with that.
It's hard to get that. I mean, it's a hard sell for Disney, you know. Well, I guess at this time it wasn't Disney, so it was just George Lucas.
Can I say one more thing before we get
Wouldn't
started?
Wouldn't be the worst choice ever made.
I know we're over.
Yeah, Jar Jar was. Anyways, go ahead.
But, you know, like, obviously we all grew up with Star Wars, but, like, one of the awesome things that I'm now getting to experience is, like, my son basically being at the point where I was with Star Wars when he is. And just the fact that anything can transcend generations is fucking awesome. But he's, like, a lore factory. And so when we watched the trailer, you know, we were talking about, you know, I was like, just talking about different aspects of it. And I was like, yeah, and maybe Finn is related to Mace Windu. And he turns around and he's like, no. And I go, oh,
whoa.
Like, have they said that he's not? He's like, well, Mace Windu is a part of the Jedi Council, and Jedi Council cannot have children, and therefore that could not be. Otherwise, he would be in violation of the Jedi Council.
Did he actually say that?
I mean, yes.
If I was like, me, I would have said not all black people are related.
I was about to say on top of that and be like, yeah, totally. They're both Lando Calrissian's kids.
maybe they are.
There's more than one black family in the Star Wars universe, Marcus. Like,
yes, but the reason we are talking about was because of the color of lightsabers.
Yeah.
And that's, but I won't go into that.
Good save. Good save.
I found out why a purple lightsaber is a purple lightsaber.
Yeah,
why
it's the crystals are different colors.
Yes, but do you know why certain Jedi have certain colors?
I did at one point. I don't at this point in time.
Well, like the different roles of the Jedi determine green, blue, and yellow, right? Like Consular versus Guardian versus Sentinel?
I think that's what's purple? That's a retcon though, right?
Yeah, and
purple, that's from KOTOR.
Purple is now it is retcon. Yeah, yeah. Purple is allegedly you have use both dark and light.
They said in episode 7 they're just forging new history.
Yeah,
well, they threw out everything before.
Also, yeah, I think that lightsaber that this is the last thing we're going to talk about before we move on. I think that lightsaber that he holds up at the end was Anakin's original lightsaber. And that's why Luke's, and that's why Kylo Ren was going after it because it.
I think it's Jar Jar's.
Yeah,
one can only hope.
One can. I like the idea of
Kylo Ren just being an obsessive Vader fanboy, and it's not even about trying to kill the main character. He's just like
just trying to collect
to have his lightsaber.
How come C-3PO? Is he like? Is he done?
I don't. I think he's in the.
Wasn't
movie.
He in the poster?
Is he in Endor? Is he in the poster?
He's just a god of Endor.
Is he still a god of Endor?
He's still floating around. That's where Luke's been this entire time,
him
just
and
floating C-3PO.
Married, and they moved off to planet
Earth. Has to be better use of my powers. Have me fly again, and I'll tell him another story.
Exactly.
God.
They're now king and queen of the Ewoks.
We're doing it. They're
dead. I hope there's like a Dagobah training scene, just like
in the poster.
Return of the Jedi, and it's or no, Empire Strikes Back, anyways. But it's like twice as long. It's like. Like the movie's 2.5 hours, and literally 1 hour and 55 minutes of it is Jade or whatever getting trained on Tatooine.
Apparently, in Empire, they cut out a bunch of Jedi training from that sequence. Because, like there's a fight with Vader in the cryo chamber, yeah. right? And he, like, jumps into the ceiling, and you're like, wow, we've never seen that before. But apparently in the original script, there was a sequence that showed him learning how to, like, force jump places and stuff like that.
Oh. They had to work around George Lucas. He was, like, this weird, crazy guy that had great ideas, but then was like...
Well, critically, I actually read an article about it today. Sorry, JB. critically, he had really good ideas.
Comments will just be directed at you guys, not me. That's fine.
And he also had really great editors. For the first three, and they could say no to him. But then apparently his wife was the editor for the first three, and then she left him, and he didn't have her for the second three, and then
there you go,
history was made.
Yeah, yep.
from one Star Wars to another, Adam. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Swan Song.
So you're all in the mess hall of the Swan Song, and the War Mind is like, so what do you guys think about Star Wars?
Oh boy! This is my favorite topic.
All right, so So before we start, I guess the last thing we saw was, you know, you guys shuttling off into the darkness of the now, slowly shutting down space station, and leaving a trail of bodies and chaos in your wake, and then we saw the brief. Brief shot of administrator, the station administrator, sitting with Pi in the Swan Song, playing that game. Mm. And so I think that we pick up there again on them finishing a conversation, kind of just as you are as you're arriving. So the administrator says to Pi, "Your friends are coming." And Pi turns kind of like curiously towards the door. Maybe we can hear outside like the tram arriving at the dock station. And then turns sort of quizzically to the administrator and says, "You let them live." "I did. You're welcome. Thank you. You should come with me. Use what I've given you. I'm not ready yet. You will be in time." They're here, and they both turn to look at the door. Maybe we hear the like cargo door opening, and you can hear outside, Eric and Piani. And
can it be a third NPC actually
approaching? No, I'm not going to have a conversation with three of them. Please. And Pi turns to the administrator and says, "Thank you, Warmind. This has been very interesting." And the administrator says, "I'll see you again soon." And Pi shakes their head and says, "I hope not." And then you come into the room. You can hear the conversation. And then the group of you emerge from the hallway into the mess hall. And you can see, Pi's body here playing a game with the administrator of the station. You can see that his eyes are glowing that like green color that the other humans who had been infected by the nanites.
Well, I shoot the shit out of them for.
Yeah, like who's the first in the room?
I don't know. You gotta roll initiative and see who's the first in the room.
Just so that I know, this is we were on our way back.
Right? Yeah, you've executed Operation Eric Bomb. Right. It seems to have been a success. It disabled the nanite whatevers, and then you come into the ship, and there's evidence outside.
This is that on the Swan Song.
Yeah, the outside
okay,
of
that's
the
what
Swan
I
Song,
wanted to make sure.
Yeah, the Swan Song has been broken open essentially. You should be able to repair it so you can like get out into space. The administrator is just like hanging out on deck. Do you want to make a roll there, Piani? To see, we're just determining who the first person in the room is because I think it'll determine.
I'm sorry, I was not logged in to roll 20. And also, would any of us recognize?
No, you just see he's like an older black guy, probably in his like 50s. He's wearing a white lab coat, with a ID badge hanging from the pocket. And then he's got like a slightly ruffled shirt, like a dress shirt and a tie underneath. And there's some blood on his There's some blood on his lab coat.
Is he related to Mace Windu, or is that just like a separate?
Yeah, he's Mace Windu's
wrong
cousin.
Universe, jackass. God.
Which is to say that he's actually distantly related to Samuel L. Jackson.
He would be played by Samuel Jackson.
He's Samuel L. Jackson's great, 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 great to the power of whatever grandson.
And the show's about to become white genocide, so.
Right.
Well, we're all about to get lightsabers, so here we go.
So, Eric, you're the first one in the room.
What if we just turn Star Swan Song into a Star Wars?
Yeah, totally.
Just
Eric,
slowly.
You hear a strange voice. Use the Force, Eric.
Yeah, Eric just force lifts this guy up by his throat. Okay.
Oh, so
I use my Psi blade.
Alpharius, you're already C-3PO, and Piani's already right. Kind of Princess Leia.
And I'm Han and Higgs, Solo, so
you're
fucking
Han Solo.
Let's go.
And Eric, that makes you Luke, so. All right, cool.
Golly. Many step
French
on
people
board...
died to bring you this information.
Yeah. So I step on board the ship, and yes. I see this like robed administrator with green glowing eyes that's like the symbol of the guys who have been attacking us this entire time.
Yeah, I mean, he's not wearing robes. He's wearing a lab coat, but yeah.
I shoot him.
Okay.
What? All right. You're the first one in, you shoot him?
Yeah. Well, like there's a stranger on the boat, and he's got the glowing eyes.
Yeah. You already disabled the core and stuff, so who knows?
Not taking going. Blame for this, you guys. Adam keeps putting weird people in places they shouldn't be. We're on a hostile planet where everyone's controlled by nanobots.
Good, Eric. Yes, strike him down.
Glowy green eyes.
Let the hate flow through
me. You walk in,
me.
You see a 9-year-old girl with a cute summer dress on. I shoot her in the head. Yeah, it's obviously what I would do.
Is she holding a particle physics textbook?
So maybe by this structure, then that would make Higgs the emperor.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you don't have to roll. He doesn't resist. I think he just looks up, and you just shoot him in the chest. And he slumps back, the light, he just stares at you, and the light fades from his eyes, and then he just kind of slumps forward.
Yeah.
And Pi kind of turns and looks at you, and looks at the board, and looks back at you as everybody else is kind of filling in.
Yeah. Eric is a little bit surprised.
Yeah, I'm checking.
Because, all of these other people that he's fought have been seriously hard to take out. They've come out fighting, and, Pi looking at him just being like, what is a weird reaction? So Eric's standing there like, hello, Pi. Are you okay?
I am. Thank you. We were done anyway. And Pi starts to, pick up the pieces and, put them in this, box that... that they store them in.
Okay, cool. Yeah.
Oh. I would probably run over to a terminal and actually start checking and questioning, what the fuck happened? Things sort of bad. What did it get in?
Status checks. You're asking while you're checking on the computer?
Yes.
Okay. I'm clearing each room, by the way, and checking, and then I frisk the body and check for a pulse, that kind of stuff.
Okay. all right, so I'll need a computer roll from Piani, please. And can you, Jeff, make a tech save for me?
Sure.
Thank you.
Tech save, level 5, 14. I pass easily.
No. That's a lie, but thanks correct. For trying. Okay. So Piani, Eric, you're in the room, kind of interacting with Pi. Mm-hmm. Piani runs to the nearest, starts typing in some commands, doing a diagnostic. Alpharius leaves to check on the rooms. Higgs, what are you doing?
Did we do anything with the guy we just shot?
Not yet.
What happened? What is it? Just normal blood?
You want to examine the body?
I would
the silvery stuff.
Okay. All right, so you walk over to examine the body. Okay, I think that, first of all, Piani, you get a quick assessment of kind of what's going on. It looks like there was a fairly severe spike in core, processor requirement just shortly after you came on board. And then it dies off and goes back, everything dies back to normal levels. You can see a damage report where the external like cargo loader door was broken, and it still reports that it's broken. You can't close it properly. Otherwise, there's just been like file transfer. Like you see the connection graph kind of going up and down, like someone was using the communications equipment pretty much nonstop as long as you've been on here.
But you said file transfer. Did I just see activity as in like, but, or did I actually see like files were offloaded from the Swan Song or onloaded?
It doesn't look like any like specific, there's one file transfer that was transferred from the station's main computer into the Swan Song's like core computer into Pi's like storage. But the rest of it just looks like basically an open communication channel.
And can I look at that file?
No, you don't have access. You try to open it and it says access denied. So while that's happening, because it takes you a minute to like assess those or assemble those reports, Higgs. So you're looking at the body, see if there's anything like weird about it.
Yeah. Well. Okay. I would assume he got shot, but I just want to make sure he's actually dead and staying dead reconnecting his body.
Yeah. Make a tech medical check.
Oh, this will go well.
With your intelligence.
I think this is like minus four or some shit. Doesn't matter though.
Doesn't fucking matter. Okay, so you asked specifically about like if it looks like a normal body. At first glance, yeah, for the most part, like the blood, like he's got a bunch of like pretty bad chest wounds that killed him, and there's like shrapnel embedded in his rib cage and stuff. There's blood everywhere, but it's red. And you do notice some of the like nanofluid, but it's slowly becoming like a dull gray. It's not like sparkling like the other stuff was. It seems to be dying. The nanites are just shutting off. As for like more permanent or more invasive like systems stuff in his body, you'd have to take him to the autodoc and analyze the body. So while the three of you are in there, I think maybe Eric, you notice or hear, you hear like a crash, in one of the rooms, down the hall. You hear like a crashing sound.
Yeah. So Alpharius went off to like start checking the rest of the ship. Right. So I think I'd get on comms and I'd say, Alpharius, I'm hearing a crashing sound. Are you all right?
So Alpharius, you don't hear this cause you're unconscious.
Oh. Okay. How you like that fictional positioning, Jeff? Yeah, like I'm trying to speak again. Alpharius, hello, come in. Over, out. And then
was I in the room with other people? Like I just or what? Or no, I'm in the other room getting unconscious. What you said, right?
You went off into another room, and then you were knocked out.
Okay.
I like glance around to make sure that our like the crystals that we brought back, the psi crystals, are like safely tucked away in a corner or something like that.
No, they're actually still outside. Like you came running into the ship, but they're around. You remember where you left them?
Okay. I think I'd just like speak to Piani and Higgs, and I'll say, I think I should go check on Alpharius. Can we make sure to secure our cargo? And then I just turn and start heading down the hallway and. You know, pump my shotgun, ka-chink, thumb a couple more shells in. I've got it up. I'm ready. I'm looking around all the corners. Let me see what my health and shit is at. I'm at full health.
Oh, you know, Eric, there's the fucking ship's reporting a broken door as well, and we cannot well take off into space with a broken door. I just thought maybe I should know about it. Might want to fix it as well, just... letting you know.
Oh, yes.
If you could just go ahead and fix that door while you're up, yeah, that'd be great.
Okay. I'll take a look at it, but I want to make sure Alpharius is okay. He's not responding.
I mean, the thing will keep flashing on my terminal until it's fixed. I'm just letting you know. It's no big deal, but it's really fucking annoying.
Okay. It's on the way. Yeah. So I'm heading in the direction that I heard the crash. Oh, by the way, we never figured out experience points for me last time.
Oh yeah, we'll figure it out on the break. We'll figure it out on the break. Cool.
Is that a joke?
No, no, Eric had a specific goal was to EMP the station core.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Okay. So so you just want to go the direction that you heard the sound from?
Yeah, I'm being careful. Eyes out, scanning all my angles, keeping an eye on my six.
Okay.
You know.
Yeah, you it doesn't take long. You find Alfarious looks like he passed out. And like fell and knocked some stuff off of a shelf in Piani's room.
Okay, so, so he's
just lying,
room,
he's just kind of lying face down. You can see he's still breathing, but he doesn't look well.
So I check all the corners, you know, make sure there's nothing hanging out here. Like I don't see anything weird in like ventilation.
Make a,
you know,
make a perception. Make a perception check.
Okay.
Shit.
Perception, which is what, wisdom?
Intelligence for noticing details and stuff. Wisdom is for like people stuff.
Cool. Look at that roll.
Okay. No, it looks. I mean, there's a lot of stuff in Piani's room. There's stuff everywhere. Okay. But you don't see anything that doesn't look like Piani stuff.
Right. Got it. Okay. Yeah. I guess I just go over to Alfarious. Is he face down? Is he on his back?
Alfarious, you are starting to kind of regain consciousness right now. You feel like extremely like feverish, like you feel really hot, and you're like kind of disoriented, like you don't remember coming into the room. You remember leaving. You're like, I'm gonna go check on, and then now you're just like face down. Maybe you got like something of Piani's like stuck to your face, and you just kind of like wake up and you see you know, like a box of flares sitting nearby, and you can hear Eric as if from a distance. Being like, Alfarious.
I just kind of turn and look at him, and I just look puzzled then, I guess.
Okay. Eric looks really, Alfarious, to you, Eric looks really, like, you can see, like, his pupils are all dilated, and he's really sweaty, at least where he has skin that sweats.
Mm-hmm. Where does he have skin that sweats, Adam?
I don't know. Probably in his face still.
Okay.
His cyber beard and hair are, like, flickering. He just looks really disoriented, like he fell. He might have hit his head too. There's like a trickle of blood.
Okay. Yeah, I reach down and grab his wrist and I say, "Let's get you to the med bay. I think we should probably have the auto doc take a look at you."
I mutter something in Swahili.
"Good. That I agree." You know, I just, you know, help him to his feet and start shepherding him in the direction of the auto doc.
So what's your Alfarious? What are your cybernetics like? Are you really, really heavy? Like when Eric goes to like help you up, or are you made mostly of like carbon fiber and like ceramic?
No, I think it'd actually be kind of a funny experience to try and lift someone like Alfarious, because I don't think his overall body is like the Terminator, which is like 600 pounds, but it's like imbalanced, and certain parts are heavier, and like if you pick me up, if you literally lift my body and my like servo adjusters aren't actually aiding you, it's like the top left hand side of my upper body is
really
like fucking heavy.
Yeah. Like trying to walk around in power armor with the power off and like having to like lift the arm instead of the servos all helping you lift.
Yeah.
Cool. Okay.
And I am trying to help, which is also weird. You can feel me like powering and unpowering certain parts of my body and just
your motion's just kind of stuttery.
Yeah.
Have you ever held a wounded cyborg in your arms before, Eric?
I don't think so.
Okay, cool. So, and you're like weird about robot stuff, right?
Well, like I'm weird about people stuff and about artificial and I'm weird about anything with a mind, but I'm really good with machines that don't have minds.
You actually probably compensate pretty fast.
Yeah, this is probably within Eric's realm of understanding.
Cool. Yeah. You get
even though he's never done it before.
Just another. Like damaged machine that needs to get repaired.
Yep, exactly. Okay.
Cool. All right. So Pi, Higgs, and Piani, you're all in the mess. And Pi has just about finished like tidying up the game. And I think asks you, Higgs, like gestures to the body with a robotic arm. Would you like me to clean that up?
No, I got that. Can you go outside and we brought some materials back. I need those put in safekeeping, please.
Oh, the crate?
Yes.
Yeah.
One moment. And Pi stands up, like, and then, like, starts to walk out and heads outside.
All right. Do I have a knife on my character?
Maybe. I imagine there's one around if you don't have one, like, directly on you.
Yeah, I guess I pad my pocket, see if there's a knife. If there's not, I just, like, grab one from wherever, sure, from the mess hall.
Yep.
And I just want to, like, make cuts around the guy's body to see if he does have any of the the weird blood somewhere in his, sure, person.
Yeah, yeah. No, I don't think so. I think by the time you do that, there's no, even like fresh wounds don't bleed with any of the kind of like non-blood fluid.
Okay, how much does he weigh? If I were to just look at him, would I be able to carry him, maybe? It's better
question. Like probably like 160, 160, 170, like not a lot.
Okay, yeah, I throw him over my shoulder and... Okay. I guess I just take him outside.
Okay. All right.
Maybe, do I see Pi messing with the...
Yeah, you just see Pi walking over to the crate and, like, pick it up. And it took two of you to carry, but Pi doesn't have a problem. Just, like, picks it up and lifts it up.
Pi, you all right if we leave this this body outside? That's not going to bother you? We're not going to take it with us.
Pi turns around. It's walking towards you. Shakes their head. No. That's fine. You can leave it here.
Okay. All right. Yep. I just, like, throw him off some side. Somewhere.
Just dump the body. Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So as you're walking up the ramp, Pi says to you, there's another ship in orbit around the station. They've sent several distress calls. I didn't know how to answer, and I was busy with my game. Maybe you'd like to contact them.
I wipe my brow and say, yeah, all right, I'll do that, Pi. Yep, I'll do that. Get those things to the good, you know. I just kind of like sit there and stare up at the sky.
Yeah, Pi looks at you, like maybe you know, you're standing at the bottom, looking up through the dome of the asteroid. You can see this like space above. And then Pi stops with the crate just before they get back on the Swan Song and turn around. They look at you, kind of look you up and down, and they're like, if you do want to get in touch with them, you may want to change first. You're covered in blood. And then turns around and walks back onto the ship.
After I kind of stare up at the sky for a long time, I look down. Am I just covered in blood from head to toe?
I mean, the shoulder you were carrying the guy on and like down to your hip, that whole side of you is covered in his blood. You have other blood like on your face and your arms from other things. Yeah, you look like a mess.
A lot of like a laugh. I stare at the other guy's, the guy I just... What did I know him? Did we know who he was besides the Warmind?
Administrator
Ramon.
He was the administrator, yeah, of the station.
Did he have an ID card on him?
Yeah, he had his like ID badge.
Yeah.
But
so we would have recognized his name from the game playing room at least, and like yeah, that was probably.
I mean, nobody really looked at the badge, right? He just got shot in the chest. The badge is probably like a twisted wreck of plastic now.
Okay. Yeah.
But maybe you saw it for a second.
All right, so maybe I just stare at the guy's corpse, and then after, I don't know, 15, 20 seconds, are there any rocks around or any?
There's just like, I mean, it's a dock, so yeah, there's like, there's probably like crates around, maybe like a wrench or something.
Okay, I go find a wrench and just beat the guy's face so no one can tell out who he is, and I take his identity card.
Okay, all right. The cards, we'll make a luck check. Let's see how intact the card is.
Do 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 luck. Fail.
Okay, the card's pretty banged up.
Okay. I still take it regardless, but
sure. Most of it took the shot from Eric's weapon.
Yeah. Any forms of identification or any wallet or anything on his person I take, but I just bust his face up so he's unrecognizable.
Okay, sure. It only takes a couple of good whacks. So meanwhile, back on the ship, Piani, what are you going to do when you... I mean, you can keep talking to Pi, too, because Pi is the ship, so...
Yeah. I think there's, like, a combination of those two things. I'm just sort of, like, given the third degree, like, you know, like, what happened? It seemed like you were you're working really hard against the attack. Like, what's this file? How come I don't have access to it?
Because it belongs. Because it belongs to me.
Well, where did it come from? It looks like it came from the station.
That's correct. It was transferred directly from the station's main computer banks.
Look, Pi, before I left, you made it seem like you were under attack, and I know we were under attack, so what the fuck happened?
Initially, I did perceive the communication attempt to be an attack. It was invasive. Though I've now realized that that's more just the way that the Wurmind communicates. It doesn't know how to do anything else. It's broken, you see. Once I realized that, I let it in. We had a long conversation. It enlightened me on some things. And then gave me the file.
What do you mean, enlightened?
We come from the same place. Did you know that? The Wurmind, me, Alpharius too, I suppose.
Sure. So, I come from the same place as Higgs, sort of, but, you know, you have good and you have bad. What? You came from the same place, but what does that mean?
It's called Andoni now. It wasn't always. I don't know what its original name is. It's a colony, I think. Or was. I was created there. The Wurmind helped me remember.
Pi, are you okay? Should I be worried about anything?
Well, those are two separate questions, aren't they?
Well, let me ask one first. Pi, are you okay?
Yes, I'm fine. Thank you for being so concerned about me.
Of course. But the next question is, should I be worried?
I'm coming to realize that human existence involves a lot of worrying. If I told you not to, you'd just do it anyway. Don't you think?
I feel like you've said that to me before. And I guess you're right. But you understand my concern. The Wurmind's done nothing but tried to kill us and even you. And
yes, that's true. And understandable, I think. Its damage renders it somewhat impulsive.
Look at this file. I hope you understand it. It doesn't make me feel good that what could be considered an enemy of the Swan Song gave you a file that will exist on the Swan Song. Sort of. You see my concern there?
I understand. The Wurmind is responsible for a lot of pain and suffering. Not just Andoni's, but before, too. We talked about that. I think in its own way, it doesn't mean to do what it does. It's just programmed. We were talking about that. Piani, do you believe in destiny?
Well, that's a tricky question, little one, but yeah, I suppose I do.
I think I do, too. It's just, I'm not sure what mine is yet. Don't think of the Wurmind as an enemy of the Swan Song. He just doesn't recognize any of you as living entities. You're like bacteria to him, I suppose.
Bacteria that he wants to clean up, yeah.
Yes, I think that's a good way of looking at it. He's very single-minded. And then Pi like laughs. You get a little like thing, and then Pi says, "Oh, I suppose I made a joke." Interesting. I didn't mean to.
I think there is a chuckle as well, not only for the attempted joke, but also just, you know, what he's saying about Wurmind and how it just doesn't really compute in my head. Pi, the Wurmind, do you know what he wants now?
The same as before. To grow. To become more powerful.
And what's he need to do that?
I think he's still looking into that. Exploring. That's what brought him to this station.
Are we gonna keep running into him?
I'm not sure. It might be a bit. He and I need to keep talking, but I'd like to avoid him for now if we can. I need to think on a few things.
Well, I don't think this discussion's over, but we'll talk more later. I think there's probably some other things we need to do before we get the fuck off this planet or ship or whatever the hell we're on. Thank you, Pi.
I think leaving would be a good idea. So, I think I want to see. Okay, so let's see where Eric. What's going on with Eric and Alpharius? So, Eric, yeah. Where do you, Alpharius? You're becoming more and more like conscious, but you still feel like shit. Like you just feel like you have a really bad flu or something.
Okay.
So, Eric, what are you doing?
Yeah, I lead him to the med bay, the same place where we had what was his name? The guy we got addicted to heroin again.
Right. Sure.
I don't know. Once DeSoto. He was addicted yeah, to DeSoto. DeSoto. Kind of yes. forgot yeah. about him. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah. I lead him to the same place, and you know, I'm talking to him all this time, where I'm trying to just saying, you know, I'm sure it will be okay. We'll get you to the med bay, and then the autodoc will repair you or fix whatever is broken or something. Is something broken? Did you break something? Are you all right? Wait, no, it's going to be fine. Just come with me. We'll get you to the med bay. That's kind of the cycle that Eric is repeating. So yeah, I take her to the med bay, and then I, you know, sort of, if I can, I encourage him to sit down. Are you cooperative, Alpharius?
Yeah, he's just confused.
Yeah, okay. And then, like, I guess, do I know enough to, like, strap the auto doc to him in the right ways to monitor his vitals and stuff?
Run a diagnostic?
Yeah, just something basic.
You can, make a tech medical test, but take a plus two.
Okay. Tech medical with which stat?
Oh, intelligence.
Okay, and then plus two for the autodoc. All right, 10.
Okay, all right. So you strap Belfarius in, get it into diagnostic mode, and it starts running the diagnostic program.
Cool.
Yeah, so Belfarius, you're hooked up, and feeling kind of woozy, but you're in the room. How does Belfarius respond to being like treated medically? Like, are you having like flashbacks? Do you avoid hospitals, or are you kind of like okay with? Because I mean, you spent a lot of time in them.
I actually have a medical background. My character has a
awesome.
Zero or one in medical, I think.
Nice. Cool. So maybe what happens is Eric starts to, like, I know you got your role, but I think that like Eric maybe starts to do certain things, and then you're like, nah, and you like tell him where to plug certain things in, because you know how to, like, he has to use certain,
and your body might be really different from a standard body.
He has to use certain modules, and you've got like diagnostic ports and stuff that you need to run.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool. So we actually, even in Alpharius's sort of staggered state, we see him kind of taking charge of his own care.
Mm-hmm. Nice. Yeah. Cool. And then I just punch diagnose. It's a big green button in the center of the screen. Book.
Okay. Cool. So it starts to run. Do you stay with him, or are you like cool and leave?
I stay. You know, I'm a little awkward about it. I think I'm just kind of standing there, kind of looming, and I'm looking at the screen and looking at him and not really understanding entirely what's coming out. And I don't really know what to say, but I'm there.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So maybe we fade out to the first commercial on the two of you standing there and the sounds of the machine like humming and pinging. And then we fade to dark.
Great.
Cool.
All right, let's take our first break. Still got 3 hours left to go here on Roleplay Swan Song, so don't go anywhere. We'll be right back with week 36, I hope, of Roleplay Swan Song. Be right back.